Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of kings and Lord of lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Reading from the book of Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was as white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched in night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read Psalm 93 in unison. The Lord is King. He has put on splendid apparel. The Lord has put on his apparel and girded himself with strength. He has made the whole world so sure that it cannot be moved. Ever since the world began, your throne has been established. You are everlasting. The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the sound of many waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, mightier is the Lord who dwells on high. Your testimonies are very sure, and holiness adorns your house forever and forevermore.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You said that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the final Sunday of the Christian year. It is called Christ the King Sunday. Technically, that means that this coming Saturday is New Year's Eve, so you should have a party. Today, we focus on the fact that Jesus is Lord of our lives, King of our hearts, ruler of all things. I know you all have been watching the news this past week, as I have, and stories are pouring out from Paris and all over Europe about a people who have seen great violence and are trying to keep themselves safe and readjusting their whole worldview. One story that has touched my heart is that of a young woman. She was interviewed in the news, she and her boyfriend. I think she's about 22 years old. She was at the Bataclan concert hall when those men came out with their guns and began to shoot into the crowd. This young woman survived by pretending she was dead. She pretended she was dead, and she lay there in the blood with the bodies around her. And in order to keep herself calm, she started picturing the people she loved in her mind. One by one, she would picture them, see their face, and say to them, I love you. And then she'd picture another person who had contributed to her life and for whom she was grateful, and she would say in her mind to that person, I love you. I love you. I love you. Over and over again, she said this in her mind. When they interviewed her, they asked her, why did you do this? And she said, I knew that if I was going to die, I didn't want these men with the guns to have the last word in my life. I didn't want to die with hatred or fear in my heart. So I deliberately thought about all that I'm grateful for. And I told people that I love them one by one. For 2.5 hours, she did this in order to survive. Now, when you look out over that scene and you think of what she was enduring, it looks like it was the people with the guns who had all the power. But who actually was? In power. Who actually won? In today's gospel, there is one of the most incredible conversations that exists in the New Testament. It's a conversation that only takes place in the Gospel of John. It's a conversation between two rulers, Pontius Pilate and Jesus. Now, if you look at this conversation at face value, Pontius Pilate has all of the power. He had 3,000 soldiers at his fingertips. He was charged by the Roman Empire to keep the peace . As prefect of Judea, he was supposed to keep the people in line. And he had a lot of muscle in order to do that. He would have been well-dressed, confident, wealthy, educated. He had it all. And then there was Jesus, who had been beaten all night, hadn't had any sleep, was bruised and battered and dressed in rags. And at face value, it looks like Pontius Pilate had all the power. And Jesus asked Pontius Pilate, he says, who told you that I was the king of the Jews? Was it the people, or is that really your question? You see, Jesus, whenever he had a conversation with someone, he was able to see them so clearly. And Jesus could see that Pilate was weak. I think that Pontius Pilate was a coward. He wasn't so much an evil man as he was a man whose first priority in life was to maintain people, to keep his power. He cared about what people thought of him so much. His whole position was derived from keeping people calm, keeping them in their place, keeping himself in power. And that made him weak. So long as you and I are dependent on what people think of us, so long as you operate in a way in which you care so much what other people think of you, it makes you weak. Pontius Pilate was a people pleaser. He cared about the crowds and what they were doing and how he could manage them and what they thought of him, and it made him unable to do what was right. Pontius Pilate was also under the delusion that he could operate on his own, that it was up to him to make the right decision. If you want to live the life that God intends you, we can't do it by ourselves. We need each other. That young woman, when she was lying on the floor of the concert hall, she wasn't alone. She surrounded herself with the people who she loved. She leaned on them. Pontius Pilate was standing right across from the Son of God, and never once does he ask for advice. Never once does he ask for help. Never once does he ask for prayers. He tries to do it by himself. He really believes that he can make himself look good. Now, does Pontius Pilate look good throughout the history of Christianity? Does he come out looking good? It didn't work. In order to function as God intends, we need to ask each other for help. And we need to have deep and real conversations with each other. In a way, you could call this conversation between Pilate and Jesus the anti-conversation. Because Pilate doesn't listen. He thinks he's in charge, but he's not. He thinks he should operate alone, but he shouldn't. And look what happens. I'm worried about our country. I'm worried about how divided we are. This week, we are more than ever confronted with this issue of Syrian refugees that want to pour into this country. And on the left, we have people saying, oh, of course we must welcome them. They need a place, and they're right. And we have people on the right who are saying, but we have to be safe, and we have to protect our loved ones. And they're right. But instead of coming together and talking to one another, we demonize each other. We polarize. We don't talk to each other. In the coming months, in our education program here at the cathedral, we're going to introduce something called civil discourse. It is a way of talking where you sit people in a circle, people who disagree with each other. And with certain rules and boundaries, you get them to look each other in the eye and to talk. If we're going to find a way forward as a country, we're going to need to have real conversations. Understanding that no one of us can do it alone, and no one of us has all the answers. We've got to have the humility that Pontius Pilate didn't have, to entertain the possibility that the person across the room from us, with whom we profoundly disagree, might actually have something to teach us. I believe that if we could do this, we could find a way forward together. Because you can't follow the king by yourself. Jesus was very clear that it's when two or three are gathered that he's really in the midst of them. We cannot operate alone in this life. We need each other. not only just to survive, but to make decisions. We need to pray and talk and pray again, remembering that we are not the king. There's only one ruler who can really lead us forward, but in order to hear him, we've got to listen to each other and to God. It's the king alone who has the power, the true power. But we can't follow him until we come together and listen. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand as we reaffirm our faith through the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we live in a frightening world. You promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. Hear us now as we pray to you. For the peace of the whole world, that nations and peoples may come to understand and respect one another. We pray especially for an end to the violence in the Middle East and on the streets of our own cities. Lord, in your mercy, for the poor, the sick, the lonely, and those who are grieving, that they may find comfort and solace in your presence, I invite you to speak aloud the names of those in need.
David Feiser.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For this community, that we may boldly serve you without fear, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the city of Jacksonville, that your Holy Spirit may inspire us to revitalize the urban core, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the earth, that we may use its fruits to your glory and for the good of all creation, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who have died, that they may see you face to face, we remember especially Cutter Tarrant and Adele Cobbs. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died. Lord, in your mercy, for the courage to face our own limitations, faults, and failings, and for the gift of your grace, Lord, in your mercy.
Lord God, yours is the true power in this world, even when it doesn't look like it. So grant us the grace and the willingness to hear you, to be transformed by you, and to see those around us not as adversaries or demons, but as children of God as well. Grant us your grace, Lord, to listen to you and listen to each other. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the cathedral. I'm so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to keep your hand up so they can find you. Just keep that hand up high, okay? And they will find you. I'm so glad you're here today, all of you. Tonight we have our St. Andrew's Day Evensong, which is at 5 o'clock, and it is a beautiful tradition here at the church. We have bagpipes, men in kilts, timpani. David's going to preach. It should be awesome. So that's 5 o'clock tonight. Today is also the last day to give an offering for Thanksgiving flowers. So if you have an envelope, there are envelopes in your pews. If you want to give some flowers in Thanksgiving for someone you love, you can certainly do that today. We are having our Thanksgiving potluck this Thursday. And it is both a service and then the meal is after that. So we're going to provide the turkey, and if you just bring a side dish, you're all welcome to come. We love having all you families here. About 100 people have already RSVP'd. So do let us know by calling the church if you'd like to come and join your church family for Thanksgiving. As I mentioned, Sunday is the first Sunday of the Christian year. It's called the season of Advent, which means the coming. It is the 4 weeks which precede Christmas. And next Sunday, we will not have any classes. We will be having Advent wreath making, so you can make a wreath to take home and light one candle at a time as the light of the world comes into the world. We also have an alternative Christmas market, which is a chance for you to do some Christmas shopping in a way that will mean something and contribute to the poor. So we have wonderful gifts, primarily made from micro-businesses in the third world, and they're beautiful. So I hope you'll look around and see if you can do some of your shopping next Sunday here at the church. Also next Sunday is another famous tradition here at the cathedral, the Advent procession, which is where our choir sings some beautiful Advent music, and we start off with one candle in the sanctuary and light more and more until the whole sanctuary is filled with light. Very beautiful. As you're leaving today, you'll see some people with clipboards or notes. They are from our worship council, and they're interested in asking you just two little questions, so feel free to give them your opinion. They're trying to gauge what people love about worship, so we hope you will talk to them after the service. And last but not least, we're still tearing down our wall of fear with our bricks. Every time people pledge, two families pledge, we take off a brick. So we took off another 6 this week as another 12 families pledged. We're doing great. We're ahead of last year, but we still have a few bricks on the bottom. So if you haven't filled out a pledge card, please consider doing that in any amount. We're grateful for all of you to contribute. I would like to wipe that wall out. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Oh.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you, O God, are the Alpha and the Omega, the one who was and is to come. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our King, who loved us and freed us from sin, you have brought us near to you and made us to be a kingdom of priests to serve you in glory forever. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he'd given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in this sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Amen.